The Intimate Herbal, a beginner's guide to herbal medicine for sexual health, pleasure, and hormonal balance by Mahi White, narrated by Exi Sands, published by North Atlantic Books. Medical disclaimer. The following information is intended for general information purposes only. Individuals should always see their healthcare provider before administering any suggestions made in this book. Any application of the material set forth in this audiobook is at the listener's discretion and is their sole responsibility. The recipes can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. 2. Calendula, Damiana, and the other plant guides who walk with me. Introduction. Welcome to your complete holistic guide to supporting sexual and reproductive health with herbs naturally. In the Intimate Herbal, you will dive deep into your capacity for sensuality, libido, fertility, and embodied pleasure through the help of healing herbs and herbal practices. The Intimate Herbal is also intended as a resource and guide for herbalists, naturopaths, nutritionists, therapists, community educators, and health advocates, along with complementary and alternative health therapists. As a health practitioner who wishes to guide your clients toward better sexual and reproductive health, you will find easy-to-follow and foolproof herbal and lifestyle wisdom in this book. This book will become a treasured addition to the herbal library, with its strong focus on medicinal herbs to fold into your practice and add to your holistic toolkit. This herbal was created as a pleasure-centered resource in which the promotion of sexual and reproductive wellness is given center stage. Daily preventative practices and habits that cultivate a healthy approach and relationship to sex and fertility are offered along with specific protocols that address health conditions with herbs. While other herbals published in the past have opted for a solution-oriented approach with a strong focus on undesirable health imbalances and illness and the right herbs to fix them, in the Intimate Herbal, we get into the flow of a different health paradigm. Folks today don't have to wait to get sick or ill before they turn to herbs and bring healing herbal allies into their lives. Herbs work best when they are enjoyed regularly, supporting the body in gentle ways. Sensual and pleasurable health-enhancing herbal rituals are yours to adopt at any time. A health paradigm that no longer focuses on illness changes everything and opens up new ways of being healthy and well. In the 21st century, offering an herb as a single remedy for a complex health problem like endometriosis or low sperm count can seem overly simplistic and out of touch. It can also perpetuate the belief that rather than being multifaceted, health issues may be the simple result of a lack of herbs. It is undeniable today that chronic health conditions are on the rise. This is especially true in the realm of sexual and reproductive health, where the now common experiences of infertility, pelvic pain, and hormonal imbalances can no longer be considered individual abnormalities. Growing up in the 1990s and coming into the herbal community in the early 2000s, I often felt there was something missing from my herbal training and herb books. Most of my teachers were older folks who had been trained by herbalists who came of age in a different era, a simpler time. Today, reasons why some people might experience sexual and reproductive challenges are not so simple or easy to pinpoint. An herbal methodology that focuses on the elimination of symptoms often comes at the expense of addressing their true root cause, some of which might be metabolic, systemic, or environmental. I've been working in herbal education for a decade now and have been in close contact with hundreds of students as well as leading herbalists that have shared my concerns and confirmed my suspicions. I've come to realize that we are ready for a different way, ready for an herbal practice that is more inclusive, more aware, and more grounded in the world we live in today. Working with medicinal herbs now ties into a wider commitment to health and wellness that brings together individual health, collective health, and the health of the planet. On this path, pleasure leads the way. The guide you're listening to has been years in the making. It compiles over a decade of herbal study and practical hands-on experience in the world of natural health, body literacy, somatics, sex and cycles, activism, ethnobotany, and medicinal herbs. My approach to herbalism, both as a teacher and as a practitioner, is to blend together folk traditions resting on centuries of traditional use, along with the more modern lens of scientific discovery. The herbal protocols and plant monographs included in the Intimate Herbal rest on the folk herbalism recipes and traditions as they intersect with solid clinical evidence of safety and efficacy. In the spirit of curating a resourceful herbal focused on sexual and reproductive wellness, I've included thorough herbal protocols for specific health conditions. These include herbs and protocols for such conditions as erectile dysfunction, irregular menstrual cycles, herpes, low libido, breast cysts, prostate cancer prevention, and much more. While fertility and sex are covered at length from an herbalist's standpoint, the stages of pregnancy and birth are mostly skimmed over in this guide, as they require a different set of herbal tonics and practices altogether. The materia medica included in these pages covers full-spectrum aphrodisiac herbs, sexual tonics, hormone balancers, liver cleansers, adaptogens, and other botanicals with a strong affinity for the sexual and reproductive organs and their associated systems for people of all genders. Finally, I've included relevant information around cultural uses of herbs and ecological considerations, along with guidance on such concepts as regenerative agriculture, consent, intimacy and relationships, and lots of juicy, sex-positive pleasure as liberation inspiration steeped in medicinal herbs and lore. There are hundreds of herbs readily available to us today. The abundance of options can be daunting. In order to develop a simple, effective, and reliable framework for supporting sexual and reproductive wellness with herbal medicine, this book offers you a concise selection of healing herbs, seaweed, and fungi to choose from. These potent herbs and therapeutic substances will become your new sensual allies along this journey. Outside the realm of herbs, the Intimate Herbal also grows from a commitment to health and access to sexual and reproductive wellness as it relates to community advocacy. Herbalism doesn't exist in a vacuum, and as many of you work to reclaim health and healing through herbs, my hope is that the vitality you find as you go along will fuel your desire and ability to be involved in making sexual and reproductive health and herbal medicine accessible to those who need it. My goal is to offer you a simple framework for working with herbs and for delving into herbal medicine. This book is accessible to anyone interested in sexual wellness and integrative health. No prior herbal background is necessary to learn from it. Accessibility, ease of use, and pleasure are core principles of the intimate herbalism practice laid out in this book. I will guide you along herbal rituals, tips, tricks, and recipes that are so enjoyable and easy to follow that they're guaranteed to make compliance a breeze. These are healthful, pleasurable remedies people really want to be indulging in over and over again. Apply them for yourself and your kindred others, your community and the folks you choose to nurture and care for, and for those who may come to you as clients to seek herbal guidance and advice. The popularity of herbs and herbal remedies is booming across the globe, especially in developed countries where herbalism is trending. In light of this, I've gone against the grain and included a chapter on ways not to use herbs as medicine. Herbs, seaweed, and fungi are living organisms that are part of rich, active ecosystems. They need specific natural conditions in which to grow and thrive. Mixing and matching holistic strategies and nourishing tools like forest bathing, rest, and play, along with herbs, will transform your herbal lifestyle into a truly sustainable, regenerative practice. Interactions with medication, contraindications, safety concerns, and personal preferences may also lead certain folks to seek herbal alternatives on their health journey. In the chapter, When Not to Use Herbs, you'll learn about nature connection, rest, sexological bodywork, community education, microdosing, and flower essences as they connect to sexual and reproductive health. It's easy to see why interest into the world of healing herbs is booming today. In a fragmented world that celebrates busyness, the slow pace and seasonal realm of the natural world is healing in itself. The practice of using plants to keep the body in a place of harmony brings health and balance in more ways than just in a physical sense. Rather, when you work with medicinal herbs, you experience their healing touch on your body as well as your heart, spirit, and psyche. Humans have a deep and ancient connection to the earth and the plants that inhabit it. Cultures around the world have been steeped in plant lore and traditional remedies that stem from every bioregional habitat and terroir. Even if you have never used herbs for healing or pleasure, your ancestors have. Reconnecting with herbs can be a way to honor your lineage and reconnect with your culture and its medicines. Plants, seaweed, and fungi have lived alongside us since time immemorial. Folks starting on their herbal journey often experience something very real and embodied when they start working with herbs. This includes a sense of connection, of belonging, and intimacy with the world at large.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?